Thank you, Mr. President. The Netherlands thanks the Republic of Nepal for its report, and together with others in the room today, once more express our deepest commiserations with the victims of the April 2015 earthquake and their families. We commend Nepal for steps taken to finalize the new constitution. The Netherlands would like to make the following recommendations to the government of Nepal. 1. To take measures to guarantee that all outstanding allegations of crimes are investigated and to ensure that perpetrators of human rights violations are brought to justice in proceedings which meet with international standards. And 2. To ensure that police provide a safe and confidential environment for women and girls to report incidents of violence, including sexual violence and incidents of trafficking, and that all complaints are recorded and effectively investigated. We make these recommendations because we are concerned by the persisting climate of impunity, and the Commission on Investigation of Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation Act 2014 is of particular concern and should be brought in line with international law. Furthermore, women face discrimination and violence in public and private life, and domestic violence remains an issue. Trafficking of women and children remains a problem, especially in the post-earthquake situation and in districts that are bordering India. We take this opportunity to call on the Nepalese authorities to continue the ongoing dialogue with India with a view to fully restoring cross-border traffic, as the recent fuel